To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment guaranteeing women the right to vote, WYPR is broadcasting a series called Beyond the Ballot. This program features Maryland women who have changed our world for the better during the past century. I'm Sherry Parks. In this episode, we focus on Eunice Kennedy Shriver, who used sports to change the national and international treatment of those with intellectual disabilities. Eunice was born a Kennedy into one of the most politically powerful families in American history. She was the fifth of nine children of Rose and John Kennedy. President John Kennedy and Senators Robert and Teddy Kennedy were her brothers. Her oldest sister, Rosemary, had intellectual disabilities. When mothers of children with disabilities complained that their children were not welcome in summer camps, she started one on Timberlawn, her Rockville, Maryland farm. Then, 7 weeks after her younger brother Robert was assassinated, she officially opened the first Special Olympics Games in Chicago. It was the summer of the 1968 protests. The press all but ignored the games. There were less than 100 people in the stands, but 1,000 athletes from 26 states were there. Now, more than 3 million Special Olympic athletes from all 50 states and 181 countries participate in year-round training for the games. National changes have followed. Ireland rewrote its anti-discrimination statutes after games were held in Dublin in 2003. Russia went from claiming that people with intellectual disabilities did not exist in Russia to sending 190 athletes to the 2007 Shanghai Games. Her influence also led to research initiatives and the establishment of the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. "You are the stars and the world is watching you," she once said. "By your presence, you send a message to every village, every city, every nation, a message of hope, a message of victory." In 1984, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award for her life's work. Eunice Kennedy Shriver died in 2009 at the age of 88. President Obama said she was an extraordinary woman who, as much as anyone, taught our nation and our world that no physical or mental barrier can restrain the power of the human spirit. The original oath that she recited the very first day of the first Special Olympics is still the oath of the Games. "Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt."